and we'll get underway. And, you know, I would say this, that I've known Sue for a little while, and she's actually been an advertiser with us. And I wanted to, you know, just give you a little bit of information about her. She's a master architect and patriot. She's designed many homes and remodels in the Lake Tahoe area. She currently lives in Idaho. With lots of spare time due to the economic collapse, she began studying the truths about this whole system we live in. About 3 years ago, she began researching and simply could not quit investigating further and further into the truths about the power structure of the world, our banking system, the media, wars, IRS, taxes, etc. This is what drove her curiosity and ultimately why she joined the Liberty Wealth Club approximately a year ago. Since then, she has learned more and more eye-opening truths that actually promote more truth, more freedom, and more money. That sounds inviting. She realized in joining Liberty Wealth Club that she could now educate people and give them correct knowledge about their money and who they really are in the commercial world. This knowledge is given in a way that empowers the people and gives them the opportunity to earn money, protect themselves, and really change their lives for the better. We are part of the solution, not part of the problem. So with that, I'd like to welcome Sue Barrow of the Liberty Wealth Club to the webinar. And as far as, I wonder what kinds of things could a person expect to learn if they join the Liberty Wealth Club, Sue?
Well, first of all, Liberty Wealth Club is a private club with access from members all over the world. And the club is basically gives out educational information, financial educational information. And some of the topics that you would learn if you joined the Liberty Wealth Club would be teaching you the truth about banking and our monetary system, including mortgages and credit cards. You would have lessons in asset protection, debt elimination, including canceling credit card debt and unsecured loan debts, information on IBCs, trusts, offshore, also information on global investments, and paying less taxes legally, and how money works for you, and also information about credit and keeping your privacy.
Great. Well, that's good, important stuff. It definitely is. Well, if a person joins the Liberty Wealth Club, can they use this information simply for their own benefit, or do they have to sell or share this with others?
You have the option of simply using the information for your own financial benefit, or you can share the information with others for a very good profit. When a member first joins, they join at a level which is called the Foundation of Freedom level, and it costs $1,300 to join. And at that point, you have access to all of the things that I was just mentioning earlier, which gives you a basic education in the financial world, things that you never learned in school. Our schools are set up to keep you sort of as sheeple, if you will. You go around paying taxes and doing what you've been taught and standing in line, and this just keeps you in a job, which is just over broke, and keeps you paying taxes and keeps you down, down, down with your money. So the first step is to get your educational freedom at this Foundation of Freedom level. And after you join at that level, you will understand that there are offshore seminars that you can attend and qualify for after you've educated yourself to this level. Now, with the offshore seminars, you will learn expanded information based upon the first information that you learned, and this will truly open your eyes and blow your mind. The information is wonderful. It's overwhelming. There are people there set up after the seminars to take you personally and privately with any money or debt questions, anything you have, and they will work with you to see to it that you can develop yourself financially in the direction that they are teaching at that seminar. So you're getting private people talking one-on-one with you about things you will never learn in the United States. And there's reasons, because the United States is basically like Disneyland, if you will. We have a lot of fun things you can go and do and attend, but you pay taxes, taxes, taxes. And the things you'll learn at these seminars will simply blow your mind. You will learn to make more money and keep more of your own money and invest your money in excellent ways.
Well, it sounds like that really you're getting, at least what I think I'm hearing here is that the type of information and the amount of information, the depth of the information, is way beyond what you can share an encapsulated version here, nor would it be appropriate. It's probably the type of thing that needs to be kind of laid out and understood in layer upon layer of understanding, because I think we all know that through the media and through just the lack of information or the distortion of information that's available to us, that we're so uneducated about the truth, about how to make money, how to protect our money, how to use the advantages that some of the elite or some of the people that know some of the information are privy to. And this kind of equalizes things a little bit, it sounds like to me, and gives the more the common person access to this type of information and benefit. Is that kind of what you're saying in a way? Or
yes.
Am I twisting it?
In the world, in this world, there's about 5% of the people that really have all of the main wealth. And they know all of these laws and things. If you consider this, life is like a Monopoly game. And the very wealthy at the very top have the full set of rules. So they know how to play the game to their best advantage. The rest of us, how many of us really understand the tax laws? I mean, honestly. So we have a short set of rules that we've heard from parents or the media or wherever, or our accountants, which don't know everything. And we play by those rules. So this education teaches you the rules at the top so you can benefit. You can pay less taxes legally. You can do a lot of advantageous things with your financial life and put yourself in order to produce more money, keep more money, and live a freer life, empowering yourself. You can take this one word from me, Black's Law Dictionary. The word must means may or may not. So there are a lot of confusing things out there, and if you can get in on these secrets or things that the elite know, you can play the game better, keep more of your money, and just prosper better in this life.
Well, the elite, out of the goodness of their heart, wouldn't share this information with the world and make it available to all of us?
Well, a lot of this information, if you go to the club's webpage, which is www.libertywealthclub.com, you can see these videos called Hidden Deceptions and Money as Debt. That's www.libertywealthclub.com. And when you see those two videos, it'll really wake you up to the fact of how our banking system really works, because you'll find out that the United States is actually a corporation under England. Therefore, from the time you were actually given a birth certificate and thought you had to take it, you paid taxes, you were unknowingly contracting with the government to pay debts that are not constitutionally or legally yours. You can learn how to get out of this matrix and never pay income taxes, property taxes again. So these are big things. And a lot of people right now with this harsh economy have huge credit card bills and debts and things they want to get out of. And you'll find out through this club how to get out of these credit card debts legally and while still keeping your good credit.
Hmm. Well, I think this will be good news to a lot of folks to be able to do all of those types of things. And, you know, I'm wondering, can you maybe expand a little bit more couple of topics that the Liberty Club teaches, and explain how those things would benefit a person?
Sure. One of these is asset protection. Now, with people ending up with a lot of debt lately, there have been a huge record number of foreclosures in the United States with this crashing economy. So one way to protect yourself is with asset protection. Lawsuits in the United States have reached epidemic proportions. If a creditor gets a judgment against you in the state where you live, that judgment may be easily enforced there. In contrast, if you invest or bank in a suitable jurisdiction, say Switzerland, for instance, you can be configured financially to be essentially judgment-proof. Different countries have different statutes of limitations. That's why you always hear people talking about tax havens and so forth. But, for instance, in the United States, our statute of limitations is 7 years. Many other countries have a statute of limitations being 1 year. So if someone fraudulently decides they've found out in the United States because there is no banking privacy, if they find out you have $500,000 saved up and it's sitting in your bank account, they could create a false judgment against you and with their frivolous lawyer set up a lawsuit against you and take that money from you. If you know how to set up everything you own under the right methods under asset protection, you can be untouchable. You can have an impenetrable fortress built around your assets. The prudent use of offshore havens provided U.S. people with a greatly enhanced ability to protect assets from the threat of lawsuits, civil forfeiture, business failure, divorce, foreign exchange controls, repressive legislation, lengthy probate, and political instability. The club can teach you how to go offshore and largely avoid the vast U.S. asset tracking networks. There are huge networks set up to track what money you have and where it's going and how much you have where. There's no banking privacy in the United States. As in offshore jurisdictions, there is lots of banking privacy. So in the United States, there are private and official investigations going on just to identify, you know, people who have unencumbered assets. And so basically you need to set up asset protection as soon as possible in your life. This is extremely important.
Mm. Well, it sounds like it's something that's worth its weight in gold, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're not in any way suggesting that anybody do anything illegal, immoral, or whatnot, only to follow the Constitution to the letter of the law and to, to do that which is appropriate, and then it will be clear the course of action that someone would take in and of each person for themselves.
Right.
It seems to me I think that's what I hear you saying.
Yeah.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. I'm just trying to interpret for myself and maybe perhaps for listeners as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then if a member decides to share this information with others, how's a business plan set up for individuals to be able to make money? Because I think that's what I hear you saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said before, when you initially join the Liberty Wealth Club, you join at a level which is called the Foundation of Freedom level, and it's $1,300 United States dollars to join. And 20% goes to the club, 80% goes to that person's mentor, and $100 goes to the retailer. A member is a retailer until they've sold 6 Foundation of Freedom memberships. At this point, they become a mentor. And your profits go up significantly upon becoming a mentor, making approximately 77% per sale at this level. And after you join as a Foundation of Freedom level member, you're able to attend seminars. We have a Liberty Weekend seminar, which is a 2-day seminar for $3,200. We have a KS1 seminar after that, which is a 5-day seminar, which is $6,400. And then we have KS2 seminars, which are 10-day seminars. Understand that these are the retail prices for these seminars, and after attending one seminar, you can attend again at that level at wholesale prices, which is significantly less. So for each seminar, you only pay retail prices once. The wholesale prices for the seminars are Liberty Weekend, which is $800, KS1, which is $1,280, and then mentor profits, once qualified, are 63% at Liberty Weekend level and 80% at KS1 levels. So what you're doing is, all members must qualify as a mentor at their current level before they can fully qualify for the next one. So you're getting people to join, you're helping them. It's a win-win situation. You're helping them improve their lives, make more money, bring more people in, and helping these people become part of a solution instead of part of the problem. Because one must realize that the United States is set up right now under commercial law. So everyone is unknowingly, unless you know, unknowingly contracting with the government and paying taxes and doing all these things that they just really have no idea about. So if they can get educated by joining at the Foundation of Freedom level, they can begin saving more money, accruing more money, selling more memberships, educating those people, and working their way up with information and knowledge. Just like the club says, you're getting more freedom and more truth and more money.
Okay. Well, we do, I just want to remind everyone that we're speaking with Sue Barrow with Liberty Wealth Club, and we do have a couple of internet questions that have come across, and I just want to remind folks that, or for anyone that came on since I made this announcement at the beginning, if you do have a question for Sue, just go ahead, if you're on the phone line, just dial *2 on your phone keypad, and that'll let us know that you want your line unmuted, and that'll happen for you. And if you're online, there's a small question box right under the link that you're accessing this webinar with, and just type your question in there and submit it, and we'll be sure that it gets asked. And we have Steve in Chicago. He asks, does the club have any good and transparent managed account programs with good money traders around the world? If yes, how have they been performing in recent years?
Okay, one thing I'd like to mention is that you may be one who thinks that the United States is the best place to invest and think, why would anyone want to invest outside of it? Well, international equity markets have outperformed the U.S. market by between 30 and 100% since 2003. So these emerging markets alone have returned 100% in that period, while S&P actually suffered a loss. So if you're tired of all the same old drudgery in your life, you should give Liberty Wealth Club a try with these equity markets. For once again, a lot of brokers that are selling stocks or something like that in the United States cannot have access to a lot of these stocks and things that Liberty Wealth Club has access to that are offshore. And there's a reason for that. The United States wants to keep your money and our money here. They don't want to lead you offshore. You're going to make more money and you might put your money offshore. So they don't want that. So, yes, there are a lot of different loopholes and different ways of making money that the Liberty Wealth Club will teach you that are offshore investments. And, again, not offered by brokers here in the United States.
That's great. And I don't know if he was referring to this, but I've heard Peter Schiff say many times about, like CNN and MSNBC and so forth, that he said about investing in things out of this country, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I would advise anyone right now, and this is not to be unpatriotic, but to get out of dollars and invest offshore. I actually do have a lot of investments with Peter Schiff at Euro Pacific Capital. And they've done very well. And those are outside the dollar, outside the U.S. And if you have stocks and things in the United States now, I would give you the advice to shift them, to Peter Schiff at Euro Pacific, because I've really profited from some of their investment ideas and strategies. While most people lost money, we had one investment that more than doubled in 9 months while everybody else's stocks were plummeting. So I would definitely tell you to start there and, you know, get other information from the Liberty Wealth Club as to where to invest.
Yes, and I'm trying to think of the gentleman's name, but I don't, is it Jim Rogers? Anyway, it's a gentleman. He's also on TV from time to time, and he concurs with the same type of advice, and he's mm-hmm. been doing very well that way as well. So the folks that really know and understand how markets and how the economy and everything works, how money works,
right.
instead of the distorted Keynesian view of things, then they'll certainly be in the same court as you're talking about.
Right.
Definitely. We've got Peter in Nashville says, United States has been cracking down big time around the globe on American citizens for income taxes and assets confiscation. Example, UBS. How is the club able to insulate club members from this tyranny? Good question.
How is the club able to what?
To insulate club members from this tyranny.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, first of all, our club has the inside information. The UBS, isn't it UBS? Yeah.
Yes.
That was a government-owned bank. So although you see it being Swiss and offshore, watch out who it's controlled by. It's controlled by the government. They are in bed, so to speak, with the banks in the United States. This was a setup, and there were people who said, oh, come and bank with us. You can get away without paying taxes and this, that, and the other, and they were led into that. Now, you've got to watch out. You want banks that are trusted and guaranteed by us, you know, that they're not a private bank that's a government bank. Excuse me, you want a private bank, not a government bank. So that's a government-run bank, just about a setup if I've ever seen one. So what the Liberty Wealth Club, we've got the inside scoop on things. Now, the reason our government doesn't like this offshore idea and they try to get rid of it and the knowledge of it and not promote it through for Americans to use it as a source is because it's a competition for our government. Our government doesn't offer this kind of the kind of benefits that other offshore banking systems offer. Offshore banking, if you get a good bank that's good, offers banking privacy. It's a federal offense to tell any information about anybody's account, be it the amounts in there or anything, which is total opposite of the United States. You can find out anything about anyone in the United States. So, yes, there are things to watch out for in offshore. There are some scary things, but if you get in with the right people, like the Liberty Wealth Club, you can become educated and learn how to find the right things, and you'll become so intelligent at this, you'll be able to pretty much realize what when you're talking to someone who's on the up and up and when you're not.
Okay, very good. We have a guest, I believe we may have spoken to him yesterday in Harlingen, Texas. Are you there, guest?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't come in until late. Well, I was going to ask you to give me a rundown of what I missed out on. I didn't get in until about 22 after. I was busy.
Oh, okay. Well, one of the things that, you know, she depending on what she wants to do, but I would encourage anyone that misses part of the webinar to go to the, you know, to where the recordings are posted and to listen to the replay for sure, rather than us repeating everything over and over again. But if she wants to, you know, run over some of it quickly, it's up to her. It's her webinar.
I would go to the Restore the Republic website and, you know, watch the replays.
Yeah, actually, it would be at republicmagazine.com/webinar would be where you'd find it.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be it. And then you may pick up some more as we go along, but I'd rather us to keep moving through the material rather than going back and repeating. Anything else, guest, or was that it?
No. I'm just trying to get my head clear. What's going on? That was all. I'll just stick in here and see if I can figure it out for now.
Okay. Yeah, I think it'll become evident as we move along. Thanks, and we'll talk to you another time. Okay. And then what I want to do is go ahead and go back to the internet questions that we have here. And we have, we have a few here. Brian in Dayton, is no income taxes possible at all without getting into trouble with IRS?
There is a system that the Liberty Wealth Club can teach for individuals. It's called becoming a secured party creditor. This has to do with going back to life as a monopoly game. And you need to go to that website that I told you about and watch those videos to understand how the United States is actually a corporation under England. And when you were given a birth certificate, you were unknowingly contracting with the government. You see, everything we do, not everything, but most of the stuff we do from day to day with paperwork and bills, we are unknowingly contracting. We are taking a piece of paper and by our signature giving away our power and saying, yes, I guess I'll enter into this contract with you and I will pay this and I will do this and I will do this and I will pay taxes on every single thing in the world. Well, you can legally get out of it if you set yourself up in the proper paperwork areas. But you can't just stop paying taxes. You could get in big trouble, maybe end up in jail. So it's all about filing the right paperwork and becoming a secured party creditor, which is offered through Liberty Wealth Club at one of the higher seminars. Also, I would say that you could be offered that from the American's Bulletin, which is a great newspaper that offers that type of information. But you don't just stop paying taxes. You have to know how to legally set yourself up and reclaim what is commonly known as your straw man name. Most of your bills that you pay, when you get them, list your name in all capital letters. This is called your straw man name. You unknowingly assume it's you, but really it's a corporate fictitious name given to you by the government. Now, isn't that a sleight of hand? It's not really you, because corporations can only contract with other corporations, and you as an individual are a flesh and blood human being. So they can't charge you a bill unless they've given it to another corporation. So they've given you this capital letter name as a corporate name, and you think it's yourself, so you've contracted with them and said, okay, I guess I owe this. So if you join Liberty Wealth Club, you can become educated and become a secured party creditor and learn how to get out of a lot of these things legally. Once you've filed the proper paperwork and taken back your straw man name or your corporate name. And I hope that makes sense. There are a lot of things you can read to educate yourself further on that. But again, the world has really brainwashed us into thinking that all these things are normal and expected of us when they're really not.
Well, it's so interesting that we're uneducated, or our understanding has been distorted, so that we believe that when we volunteer to do things that are that support unconstitutionality, and we abide by something that breaks the Constitution or goes against it, and we actually then are not abiding by the true law, then it's like we end up doing that rather than abiding by the law and doing what is truly just and constitutional and moral, which is what it sounds like you're teaching through, what they're teaching through Liberty Wealth Club, and then other sources that are teaching, people in the tax honesty movement, and mm-hmm. Other patriots and people that work towards freedom and liberty.
Right.
It reminds me of our issue 5 of Republic magazine, which I mentioned a little bit on yesterday's webinar, because they were talking about a national tax strike on April 15th and 3 days thereafter. And I mentioned that our issue 5 was the federal income tax scam. And then for the next year, we did a reprint, a very large reprint for the April 15th activities, again, the big tax strike. And then I invited people to go to our website, republicmagazine.com, and look for the special edition number 5 reprint, which was actually our issue 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Federal Income Tax Scam. And you can use that to educate people further as well, and also in whatever activities you do leading up to and including the April 15th activities, because a lot of people are going to go to post offices and hand out materials and hand out Republic magazines and educate people that are rushing to the post office that have waited till the very last second because they hate doing it. They feel robbed, they feel coerced,
right,
and they don't want to do it. And so they shove themselves there last second and rush and get it in. And here's somebody there maybe offering them some relief from it. So a lot
right.
of times they're real open. They go, you mean I might not have to do this next year?
Right.
Well, you be the decider on that. But anyway, I don't want to get too far afield on that. Did you have anything else on what you were saying? I didn't mean to cut you off a minute ago.
Oh, well, let's see. I guess
if you were complete, that's fine.
yeah,
I was
pretty
questions.
Complete.
Okay. I have, let's see, I have Steve in Chicago. And he says, my question was specific to FX trading. Oh, let's see. He must have asked a question before. Let me go back. And yeah, he's the one that transparent managed account, you know, being able how they perform in recent years and that sort of thing, which you addressed. And then he's, I guess he's further clarifying that his question was specific to FX trading.
Oh, like Forex trading?
Yeah, I guess
trading.
That's what he's saying, Forex trading.
Yeah, you could learn an awful lot also in Liberty Wealth Club about currency trading also, because you will be in touch with what is happening globally, inside information on, you know, what's happening around the country with their money. Is the dollar going up or is it going down? How is that economy and that type of thing? The people that speak at these Liberty Wealth Club seminars are the best in their field. And the reason that these seminars are held offshore is because this information can't be spoken of onshore in the United States. They could get in trouble for revealing the truth to you. But anyway, these are the best of the best speakers that come to these offshore seminars, and they will work with you one-on-one with your questions. And, yes, there is information on currency trading and a lot of inside information. So, yeah, that would help you with that area also.
Great. That's really good. I know it is just unbelievable that if you stand up and tell the absolute truth and inform people, you become a target. But if you lie and distort and twist things, you'll be promoted. It's just
yeah.
So weird. let's see, if you add to the distortion and the control and the tyranny. Anyway, that's a whole nother deal. We've got Brenda in Springfield, Illinois, who looks like she wants to ask a question on the phone line. Brenda, are you there? Brenda, I've unmuted your line.
Can
if
you
you'd
hear
like
me?
To. Yes, we can hear
me?
You. Yes,
okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, my question is, I've been looking at this secured party thing for a few months now, surfing the web about it and stuff. And I'm questioning, can a government employee do this? Because I am a state government employee, and I'm just wondering.
Well, they might not want you to keep your job after that.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Would I have to
Because you have to realize when you're working for the government, you are agreeing and you're supporting their scam. You work for them. You know,
yes,
and
I've been learning that, and I'm just very disappointed
yeah.
about it.
I would say,
really,
you know, in your situation, they might say, well, you know, you're not working here anymore. They might say that to you because you would be discovering what the whole government scam is becoming, you know, if you become a secured party creditor.
Right.
And you have to realize who these people are, starting from the top down. You know, it's like a pyramid, and at the very top are the wealthiest bankers in the world. And then they control the wealthiest 13 families under that, and then the Club of Rome and so forth and so on going down. They control the governments. The bankers control the governments, which are in bed with the mafia, and it works its way down from there. So if they don't like you, they can just fire you.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's up to you to decide. Now, you don't. In order, there's another route to take in order to pay less taxes legally. You don't have to become a secured party creditor, but you can. But if you want to take the other route and not become a secured party creditor, there are legal ways to avoid paying so many taxes, paying so much, versus evasion. Evasion is illegal, but avoidance means using offshore places to put your money, and those different jurisdictions require less taxes, if any, to be paid over there. So that's why a lot of people put their businesses offshore. They might put their business in one jurisdiction, their trust in another jurisdiction, set up an IBC in another jurisdiction, all of them in good tax havens, if you will. So there are two routes to take. And if you become educated, you can decide which one you want to do and which one suits you best.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other question, Brenda, or was that it?
No, that's it. That's pretty much what I thought. I just wanted clarification.
Now, there are books that you can read on becoming a secured party creditor. If you want to, you know, I would just Google it and read about, there are a lot of study guides that will help you discover if you really want to go through with that and what is involved and what are the ramifications and what kind of paperwork things are you going to be required to do differently than you know now. So it's something you should definitely research, and that's why the Liberty Wealth Club takes you step by step from one educational level up through all the levels, so you're not going to miss anything and mess up. And your bases will be covered.
I think my first step would be I need to find a different job.
Well, possibly.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Min. Have a good day. Okay, what we'll do is go back to, we've got another question or two online. So let me scroll over to where that is, and we'll look at those. Let's see, we've got, Kathy and Peoria, are there any currency trading programs you have with the club?
Now, the club itself doesn't offer its own currency trading program. The speakers who come to the seminars may offer you situations where you can be referred to a currency trading program, but we don't offer our own currency trading program, no. Most of the club teaches you and brings in professionals to give you the information that we distribute. So, the club members aren't giving you little bits of detail. You're going and learning the exact information from the exact professional so that it's not going to get distorted and you're not going to get inaccurate information.
You know, I think that's one of the things, too, that we run into. There are a lot of, patriots or a lot of people that are waking up out there, and maybe they run into somebody, and that person has some good information, but they have a piece of the puzzle, and maybe
right.
It's incomplete, and it can be a little dangerous because they don't, maybe they act on something, and there's something, it's like if they had known that, they would have been able to do something more effectively and not had issues, but all of a sudden they have an issue come up, and it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Then it kind of taints things a little bit because then they think, oh, well, this is all baloney or these people are just trying to set people up or they don't know what they're doing or something.
Exactly. So that's why you start in the first level in Liberty Wealth Club and work your way up so you have a foundation. It'd be like a kid trying to write a book when he didn't quite know his phonics or his spelling. And, you know, you've got to know your basics and then move on up so you don't get burned, so you're doing everything in the proper way.
Great. Sounds like it's very complete. We have Dan and Monroe. This doesn't read right, but I'll try to read it. How are the views about U.S. dollar strength? Do you think there is a new currency on the horizon?
Well, first of all, I'll say, different governments have collapsed currencies before. It's not like it hasn't happened before. And our government is definitely on a path that a lot of professionals would agree is really taking a lot of the value out of the dollar. However, the dollar has been rallying lately, coming back. That's because none of us are borrowing. We're sitting on our money, and it's strengthening the dollar. I cannot be really a predictor of that, but I would say from the knowledge that I've gained, that I've seen that going around and I've read on it, but the powers that be want to keep the dollar strong. And one of the reasons you've maybe read that we went to Iraq and Iran was a long time ago, I believe it was Kissinger, went into Saudi Arabia and told them, listen, we want to take the oil out of the ground and you take the profit off the top, then sell the oil to us in the United States. We'll take our profit out, but you can only sell it in United States dollars. Now, they went also to two other countries at this point to get them to only sell their gasoline in United States dollars, and that was Iraq and Iran, but they didn't agree on it. And a lot of people say that's why we're in these wars there today, because we want to force them to not sell that gasoline in the euro, but to keep it in the United States dollar. So the powers that be are doing everything they can right now to keep things in the dollar and to strengthen the dollar, because that is ultimately their control over the world. You know, they're printing money, they have the dollar, and whoever controls the money controls the powers of the world, and that's what they're all about, is controlling the power of the world. So I think that they, you'd read in Liberty Wealth Club about something called a chondrotype winter, and this is what we're in right now. It's a chondrotype winter, and it's when the powers that be that print money, they create expansion and collapse of the economy on purpose. And it happens, it's a cycle. It's a long-term economic cycle that repeats about every 65 years. And it's like a boom-bust cycle. They do this on purpose, and this is why we're in the cycle we're in right now. But to get back to what we were talking about, I don't see them really trying to get rid of the dollar, because if they did let us go to gold, we would be taking our power back. It would be good for the people. So why do they want that? They want to control us. No, they want to keep the dollar. So that's the only answer I can give you from what I know at this point. But again, I can't read the future.
Okay. That's a hard one for everybody. We have a guest on the conference line from Vancouver, Washington. And are you there, guest? Do you have a question?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes,
I can.
Absolutely.
Okay, my name is Eric. Yeah, my name is Eric Lowen. Thank you, Earl. Thank you so much, Earl. I know Earl for a long time. We all love Earl. And, of course, Sue is my baby. I've been involved in this particular club for 16 years. It's a different name, but it's the same club. It's much easier. It makes more sense today than it did 16 years ago. I have a question for Sue, but first I'm going to tell the people on this line that I was on a webinar, something like this, and people didn't understand me. I guess I didn't give them all I want. I was afraid to overload people's donkey, so to speak, and I was very careful and not giving them enough. I guess I was accused of not giving them. But Sue is so good. I'm so proud of you, Sue. What you said, I tell you what, folks, anybody is just very fortunate to have Sue. Sue doesn't need to do this stuff. Sue is a wealthy lady. Sue is a very, very, very informed lady. I can't believe what all comes out of Sue's mouth. But this is the kind of people that draws. You know that? I'm a very free person now. 16 years ago, I had a hard time to tell people that the IRS isn't all for you. The government isn't all for you. The banks aren't just in there for the poor people. Guess what? Today, it is so easy. The Internet's opened up a can of worms. They're crawling all over the world. But I just want to say one thing. I'm so proud of Earl to allow Sue to come on there, and me allowed one time before, and I have tremendous success with the Liberty Wealth Club and, with, of course, with the magazine, the what do you call your magazine?
Republic Magazine.
Republic Magazine is the magazine of your life, guys. They tell the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth shall make you free, and it has made me free. I want to ask Sue, don't you agree that it is fairly simple to get people to know that when you say that the government and the tax people and the banks are not really what they've been taught in school? Would you agree that it's fairly easy to get people to know or to agree with
yeah.
you? Would you say
I
so?
I would say so, because first of all, you know that there's no fruit to be bearing. There's no fruit bearing from the government. No one's getting anything positive. You know, our economy doesn't get better. It's not helping people. Our government isn't really doing anything to help us. So. Yeah, just learning the truth about it exposes the whole system for what it really is and helps people to learn the way things really work.
Thank you. Yeah, so that's just what I thought. That's what I feel. It's fairly easier. It makes more sense, and it's good for your soul to tell the truth. It's good for your soul to hang around people that know that they know that they know, and they're not. You're not going to budge, Sue. You're not going to budge the Republic magazine. You're not going to budge most of the people on this. These are very special people for me. It's just that's, you know, there's only so much time you have on this earth. You're going to have to start enjoying yourself. But get yourself a little freer. Get involved if you can. Read things before. Don't buy anything. Just read things before and then contact the person. That's the way I've done it. I know I've seen thousands and thousands and thousands of people get involved, and they're a better person and a freer person and probably healthier and wealthier. That's about it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Eric, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Yeah, I'll see you.
That was Eric, my mentor, that I got into the Liberty Wealth Club with, and he has really been excellent, an excellent wealth of knowledge. Going way back, he's been doing this for over 15 years and actually started out with the man who started this whole the whole Liberty Wealth Club concept. He was a very wealthy man, and he went through the whole legal system with a fine-tooth comb and pulled everything out and wanted to expose it to the common people to show them how they were being ripped off, taken for granted, fraudulent things that were going on. He just wanted to expose everything that there was and teach people how to live a better life, a financial life that was free of all this bureaucratic stuff and government leeches, and just how to do all the things the way the wealthy people do them and be free of all these burdens so that you can keep more of your money and have more freedom in your life and feel better and live a better life.
You know, that brings to mind something that the guest on yesterday's webinar was talking about. She called these elite that do all of this stuff the dominant criminal minority. I love that.
That's a good definition.
It is a good definition. I really enjoy that. I had to laugh and laugh when she said that. Okay, let's go to maybe another question or two from the Internet. Let's see. Maria in Oregon says, where are we headed if we continue the course in the U.S. economically, socially, and financially?
Well, economically, if people don't wake up and realize what's happening with our government, we're just going to get more of the same. You know, think like you always think and get what you always get. So that's where we would be heading. Financially, the same situation, becoming more and more broke. I would think financially, if we don't all wake up under the current president, I know, I think it's headed towards socialist. They're trying to make things into more of a socialist economy. They're trying to get more control. They're trying to pass bills behind our back that people don't hear about through the media because the powers that be own the media. But I have a real positive feeling that people are waking up more than ever through the Internet and through great magazines like Republic Magazine, the American's Bulletin. People are waking up to the truth, and through the Internet they pass emails on to people, which is one of the best things you can do as a patriot. Pass on any information you get. And I think people are waking up, and there is going to be some kind of renaissance, I would say. And people are going to start to realize what's really happening with their money. But the path we're on isn't good, and it's the path we've been on, a downhill path ever since 1913 when the Federal Reserve came to be. And this fractional reserve banking and the whole power control with the money thing is leading the United States down. And most people, I don't know if they know, but the Constitution only allows the President and Congress to print and coin money. And if you know, that means make money and control the amount that goes in and out of the world, of our society. But our government gave that responsibility away to the Federal Reserve. And most people here listening know the Federal Reserve is a private corporation, and it's ran out of England. And if you go and listen to those two videos I told you about at the www.libertywealthclub.com, listen to those two videos, Hidden Deceptions and Money is Debt, you will learn a lot of things you don't know about how our money is really set up. So until we can get out of that type of a system and educate people, this all starts with education. We're just going to keep heading down that same path of the boom and bust, inflation, deflation, bubbles, and all this kind of stuff. And I think that you know, until we start realizing that our government is paid off by individuals at the higher levels, it's a puppet government. There's a good video at $1 DVD rentals, or you can buy, it's called Puppet Government. And if you watch that, you realize it's all just a big puppet stage. Being pulled, the strings are pulled by the wealthy at the top. But I do feel positive about it, and I feel that people are waking up and getting educated, and that's obviously the first step.
Yes.
You know, George Washington and the people who founded this country, we weren't free from the beginning. They were being oppressed right away, right after signing the Declaration of Independence. A lot of their children were killed in wars or killed by the powers that be. They did not want us to have freedom here in the United States, and they've been fighting it since day one. We never really achieved freedom, even though you may learn in your school classes that we did. They have been against us since the minute we tried to have the Declaration of Independence.
Oh boy, yes, certainly. John in San Diego says, do you think that, like before, during the Great Depression, the feds will confiscate from anyone who owns actual gold and pay pennies on the dollar? And what about silver bullion?
Now, I know a lot of people say, you know, invest in gold now or have your silver and this and that. And you can't ever go wrong by putting some of your money into gold, because that is a safe place and gold will hold its value, you know, forever. And I believe silver also. In fact, I believe silver may go up more than gold. But I would say, let's see, what was the whole question again?
Let's see. Do you think that the feds will confiscate gold and pay pennies on the dollar from anyone that has it, and also silver bullion?
Well, now we can't put it past them. It's happened before, but through Liberty Wealth Club and other connections that I have, you can learn where to store your gold where it cannot be confiscated. And most of you, I hope, know that you can't put things in your box at the bank, in your security box, at the bank, because it can be taken. In the small writing at your bank, it says that if you're putting it in a security deposit box, everything can be taken out of there except for your paperwork. So don't deposit gold, jewelry, anything of value in your deposit box at your bank, because it can be taken out of there. So through Liberty Wealth Club, you can learn where you can keep your gold legally, safely, if you're interested in doing that kind of thing. As far as, I don't think the dollar is going to be ran to a value of zero, because I don't think they really want that. I think what they're trying to do is, they know in this fractional reserve banking system, they can't run the dollar up forever. It has to burst and come back down. That's why we get these, every 65 years, we have a chondrotype winter, a boom and bust cycle. They have to bring us back down to reality. So, I would say, you know, put some of your money in gold, 20-30%, but learn where to stash it and learn where to put it where you can keep control over it. And then there's certain types of gold that you can buy that cannot ever be recalled or taken back. I believe some of those are more like collector's coins. But you'd have to get – I'm not going to tell you too many facts online, but you can learn this through the Liberty Wealth Club.
Okay. Maria and Novi, at what level have you been personally involved with the club? For how long have you attended the seminars at the topmost level? The fee to attend seems awfully high. Does it include everything, traveling, food, hotel, et cetera?
Well, I've been studying about these freedom concepts for many years. I've been in Liberty Wealth Club for a year. A lot of times, when you start out as a Foundation of Freedom member, you can make enough money at that level to obtain the money to head to the next seminar and so forth. And when you're working at that first level, you can be bringing in people which are also obtaining first level, and then they're working toward going to the seminar. And after you get a certain number of people in that first seminar, you start profiting off of all the other people that come into the seminars after you. So it's sort of a financial education that pays for itself once you get people enrolled. So, and if you follow the program, you can just keep stepping up the ladder and helping other people make money and making money yourself. So it's like everybody helping each other. Did you know that George Washington and some of our founding fathers did things very similar to the Liberty Wealth Club? they gifted money to one another. And so whenever they had a cause that they really believed in, they would gift this money to each other and accrue a large amount of money and put it all towards a cause. So it's sort of similar to that if you think about it, because it's all just educational freedom, financial freedom for individuals who join and then work their way up.
Okay. We have it looks probably the gentleman from Harlingen, Texas again. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. I have invested some in some coins like she was talking about right there. I was told, you know, by Gold Line International that they could, you know, the coins that I had, Buffalo quarters, Buffalo $50 pieces and stuff could be confiscated. The only ones if I invested in the African Cougar Ant, that was safe. But even the Queen Elizabeth II gold coins from England right there, or Canada, were gold maple leaves, they called them, were confiscatable. And I read up on that Jekyll, the creature from Jekyll Island, and I understand what she's talking about the Federal Reserve.
Okay.
Right.
Did you have a question, too?
One more thing I'd like. Oh, go ahead and ask your question.
I was wondering if that was correct right there, that the buffaloes could be confiscated, too. I mean, you said that coins wouldn't be, but I was thinking that you were talking about, no, it's bullion, just flat out, 1 ounce of gold. That's what they can take from you, but a coin they can't, collector's coin. Well, I put some money in collector's coins and Gold Line told me they could be reconfiscated. Is that true or false?
Well, I'm not going to get into details because I don't know all the finer logistics and legalities of what you're into there. But I can tell you this, that the more you can keep everything that you have private and owned by yourself or kept in a very safe, like an LLC, maybe your gold could be owned by your LLC, no one can take it from you. So everything is, this is about setting up yourself with paperwork to cover yourself. We want to put our assets, being gold or whatever you have, in the right type of LLC or trust, so it can't be touched by others. And this means, this type of asset protection would mean that it's not owned by you. You are a party to that trust. And so if someone wants to sue you or take your gold or take something, they can't because your name isn't on it. So there are a lot of those kind of truths that can be learned at Liberty Wealth Club. And there are better ways of setting up your gold and not having other people have them and not have track of other people having them and have them know that you own them. You know what I'm saying? We have to make sure that we don't leave these paper trails for people to come and find everything we own. We're so uneducated in the United States that, you know, a European guy sits down on an airplane with an American and he knows everything about the American by the time he gets off the plane ride. He knows how much money he makes, where his banking is done, how much he has and where it's put. We need to learn to not tell people where we're putting our stuff, keep it secret, and learn how to keep it secret from the government so they don't know what you have and where you have it stashed. Learn to use offshore areas to safeguard our investments. And this is all types of things that Liberty Wealth Club offers.
Thank you.
Anything else on that? Okay. Great. Appreciate your question. And next we'll go to, looks like we've got the return of the delightful gentleman in Vancouver, Washington again.
Yeah, okay. Eric. Thank you so much, Earl. Thank you. Thank you so much. Sorry to butt in here, but I just can't hold it, guys. I'm just so excited about those fortunate. Sue is so right on the money, literally on the money. I think I'm going to call her my mentor. I've been in this for, 16 years now, and I made, I can say it. I made $1 million just in telling people about it. We had 1,200 people one time in Fiji Island from all over the world. And let me go back and put my 5 cents in on the person that asked, how is things going to look? How do they look ahead of us? Can I say something to that? I tell you what I think. For a lot of people, it's going to get very, very good. But for most of the people, it's going to get very, very bad. It's going to get worse than it ever has been before. But a lot of people that get this education, get some of it, get some of the truth, it's going to be very, very lucrative. I tell you what, if you can make twice as much money and only pay half as much for everything you buy and know how to do that, things change, and it's all done very legal. Now, let's jump over to the intrinsic value, the gold, silver. You know, maybe I'm bragging here, but I'm telling you the truth. I was 40 years in the precious gold business, 40 years as a professional jewelry store owner, 40 years in hassling with the problems of knowing what to buy, what to sell, what to offer people so they won't lose any money down the year. And it was gold and silver. We sold a lot of diamond jewelry, a lot of gold jewelry, and people have come over to me year after year after year and thanked me, shook my hand, and he said, you know, you bought this from me? I said, I don't know. I waited on hundreds of thousands of people. But this is the most beautiful thing to collect, guys. Gold, even don't sell your, don't let somebody talk you into bringing all your scrap gold to the con men. I mean, shouldn't call them con men, because some of those people are just our salespeople, but they don't give you nothing of value for your stuff. Hang on to it, and like Sue says, hang on to it. Don't put it in the bank. You know what? I have gold. I have silver. I'm not going to tell you how much, but you know what? I don't even keep it in my safe. Why? Because that's what anybody would go for. Sometimes when you have private conversations, when you get a hold of Sue and we talk about it, I'll tell you a very safe place to keep it, but it's not in your safe. It's a good thing to have one, but you know, put all your custom stuff in it, all your maybe used stuff over in it, so the people or whoever arranged it, they are happy and go away. But I want to just emphasize the idea of getting yourself some education. Get the truth, because that's where the freedom is, and it's the plain truth. It's not the university taught, not the college dribble that they want you to have your job and then serve the masters. It's okay to serve it as long as you serve them well, you know, as long as you become the owner of the company a very short time by knowing what you do. But I wanted to put in telling the people what to look forward to. If you get yourself involved in either Sue or some other organization, it don't have to be us. There's other in education programs that tell you the truth about offshore, onshore, domestic. You know, there's a book out, it's called How to Become Free in an Unfree World. It's available. Look it up. You can read it. It'll give you all kinds of ideas how you can stay here. I'm here for 45 years, and I'm of German descent, and I don't plan on going anywhere else. I just know how to live free in an unfree world, so to speak. Isn't that a good future to look at? Like we used to say, if you want to earn more, you're going to have to learn more. So thank you again, guys. I hate to hug this call, but that's just too good to talk about.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Eric. That was good information.
Okay. I guess what we'll do is we'll move on to, I think we may have one more question on the Internet. And we're certainly at the hour and just a little bit past it, so we're close to closing the webinar. Jan in Albuquerque says, I'm not living on Social Security now. Can I simply stop filing with the IRS, or is there paperwork I need to fill out? That's a loaded question.
Could you read that one again?
Yes. I'm not living on Social Security now. Can I simply stop filing with the IRS, or is there paperwork I need to fill out?
Well, now, these are all kind of finite questions that would have to be asked, you know, at the Liberty Wealth Club level, because they're kind of personal and they have lots of details and ramifications. So I would have to speak to her one-on-one. She could always call me, and I want to make that open to all the callers today, that they can have a free initial consultation with me if they would like. And my home office line is area code 208-634-1844, and that is my office line. And if you'd like, you can email me at sue@lwcusa.com with any questions or any information that you need. And I'd be happy to have free consultations with anyone that says they heard it on Restore the Republic today.
Okay, and you might give that, both of those again, in case someone was trying to grab a pen real quick and then only got part of it down, the number and the email address, and you know, say it fairly slowly.
Okay, the office number is 208-634-1844. My email address is sue@lwcusa.com.
Okay, and then your the website again?
The website is www.lwcusa.com.
Okay, and if all else fails, and say someone's driving and they can't, they're listening, they can't write it down or whatnot, then you know, Sue has been in a number of past issues of Republic magazine, so you know, certainly you can check those and find her ad there as well, the LWCUSA one. And so with that, we've got, let's see, looks like we have Marilyn in Willits, California. If the government were to confiscate gold again, would we be able to trade in the USA in gold coins with other private parties, or would that be considered an illegal activity?
Would be, you know, I can't predict what the government's going to do again, but I say be prepared for any situation. It's always wise to keep your gold, but keep your gold secret, safe, and in a place where only you know where it is. Don't tell your children, and don't put it in a safe where everybody knows that's where you'd put it. We have to get creative here, and we, most of all, we have to keep things private. But I would say, you know, if everything's out of control and people need something to trade with, people are going to trade gold. Sure, they're going to trade gold. They're going to trade gold and silver, but, you know, even more valuable than that will be food and other things. So if it gets to that, all those things could be considered money. I hope that answers your question.
Okay, that probably does. And with that, you might think of, Sue, if there's kind of something that you had intended to mention earlier and didn't, or if you have a final thought you want to leave us with, I'm going to just announce a couple of things, and then at that time, then we can go ahead and move to a close on this. This, look for this to be posted, as far as the recording of this webinar, to be posted shortly after we complete today, and you'll find it at republicmagazine.com/webinar. As you can see, there's a lot of information in this webinar, and equally so in past webinars we've had, and I invite folks to you know, not just keep it to yourself, but share it with others. You know, many people send out to their list links, and people really appreciate that when they find those things they didn't know about. We invite everybody to be with us next week, and we're going to have quite a lineup for that as well. Same time, same place, so, you know, we invite you to join us at that time. And so with that, I would say, Sue, if there's some final thoughts you'd like to leave us with, then this would be a good time for that.
Well, I'd just like to say, a lot of people sit on the fence and think, well, I don't know if I really want to spend the money, or will I learn enough? Should I really join? You have to remember that education is priceless. It's just like explaining to a high school student why they need to go to college. And at the point they're there, they say, no, I really don't want to go to college. I don't think I'm going to learn anything. I just want to go play, and I want to earn, and I want my money now. I'm going to go to work right now so I can make money. But they don't understand that if they go to college, they'll learn more knowledge and make more money in the long run. So this is exactly what Liberty Wealth Club is. You know, if it is true freedom that you seek, then this is the perfect place to start your journey of unconditioning, rational thinking, and practical strategies to help you protect yourselves, realize your rights, and achieve the life and financial freedom you desire. So I just want to say, think like you always think and do like you always do and get what you've always gotten. So we need to change that today. And you people need to get educated and really push yourself to do something you haven't done before. Be a little aggressive. Take take away the fear and reach out there and learn something new and go after something and do something differently, and you'll get a different result, which will be a positive freedom and empowering result.
That's great. Well, you've really shared some good information with us today, and certainly I concur with Eric that your clarity, your commitment to understanding things, and your depth of knowledge is superb, and it's a definite testament to the Liberty Wealth Club and the things that you've learned and applied in that in the short time you've been involved with it. I know you had some education before that, but you know, certainly it's has taken you to new heights with your understanding. And so it's a pleasure, you know, having that shared with us today. And I thank you, and I thank everybody who was with us today. And I just want to wish everyone a great rest of the day and evening, and we'll see everybody next week. Take care.
Yes, thank you, Earl.
Okay.
And thank you all for listening in on the webinar today.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.